Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. As always, if you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and either TR90 or Frank Lomas, and Solutions for Anti-Aging, and that's the digit 4, so Solutions, digit 4, Anti-Aging, all pushed together as one word. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast, you can catch us live at 712-775-8972, and when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022. And we would be delighted to have you along with us. Our team does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts, and we're just thrilled to have you along with us. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back more than four decades. And I came to the TR90 program from the R90, which was its immediate predecessor about 14 years ago. Absolutely loved the TR90 program. For me, it worked. I was having some weight that I was in, I thought it was weight. I was having some fat I was not able to shift. And with the TR90 program, I actually dropped 20 body inches in about 6 months. So your results may vary, but I really am thrilled with this program and hope to encourage you on the path for it as well. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, that's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to do that, go ahead and take them with your meals. It'll still work. They say it's not quite as effective. I found that about 35 to 40% of the time I had to take them with my meals because I never knew when my meals were going to be, even though I tried to plan them out. As a substitute teacher, we never know when breakfast and lunch are going to be because things always happen. And that's the nature of being flexible. So 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and your minerals. And the other thing that fruits and vegetables give you is fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. And the other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. For that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. Then after you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. It can be whatever exercise you desire it to be. It can be house cleaning, dancing, swimming, walking, bike riding, skiing, whatever gets you excited. You can do it in a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks, whatever fits your lifestyle. Because this is a lifestyle change, something that you're going to start and you're going to carry forward with the exercise and the good eating. Then if you're doing all that exercise, and if you're exercising heavily, you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So that means you're going to need to think about hydration and what your hydration level is. Your baseline for that is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water a day, and then you bump it up from there, depending on how heavily you're exercising or due to the humidity in your area and you're perspiring. And the last thing that I have found in all of my studies has been 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That sleep just, it does a series of system resets while you're sleeping. And some of it depends on what stage of sleep you're in, but it clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores memories. It just does set your brain up for making good decisions for the next couple of days, especially if you're getting adequate sleep over a long period of time. So it's really important. If you're lacking in sleep, I would suggest maybe getting a nap and really working on getting your good amount of sleep that you need to be really functioning well. So today's information is coming from a book that is called Eat to Live, the Amazing Nutrient-Rich Program for the Fast and Sustained Weight Loss. Well, I want you to be healthy, and so some of what he espouses, Joel Fuhrman espouses, is not necessarily what the TR90 program espouses, but I'm sharing recipes out of his book that are definitely good and can be used in any program. And as I said, the author is Joel Fuhrman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N, and he's a medical doctor. This book's been published and out for a good number of years. And so today we're actually going to be talking about soups. I talked about some soups on Monday. So today, the Golden Australian Cauliflower Cream Soup. This serves for 1 head of cauliflower cut into pieces, 3 carrots coarsely chopped, 1 cup of coarsely chopped celery, 2 leeks coarsely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic that are minced, 2 tablespoons of Dr. Fuhrman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning, 2 cups of carrot juice, 4 cups of water, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 cup of raw cashews, 5 cups of chopped kale leaves or baby spinach. I'm going to go over those ingredients again. 1 head of flour, cauliflower cut into pieces, 3 carrots coarsely chopped, 1 cup of coarsely chopped celery, 2 leeks coarsely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic minced. I like to use a microplane and just grate them on a microplane. 2 tablespoons of Dr. Fuhrman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning, 2 cups of carrot juice, 4 cups of water, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 cup of raw cashews, and 5 cups of chopped kale leaves or baby spinach. Place all of the ingredients except the cashews and the kale in the pot. Cover and simmer for 15 minutes or until the vegetables are just tender. Steam the kale until tender. If you're using spinach, there's no need to steam it. It will wilt in the hot soup. In a food processor or a high-powered blender, blend the two-thirds of the soup liquid and vegetables with the cashews until smooth and creamy. Return it to the pot and stir in the steamed cauliflower or the raw spinach. And then you serve it. The other recipe that I'm going to share with you today is the high cruciferous vegetable stew. This serves 10, and the ingredients are 4 cups of water, 2 1/2 cups of carrot juice, 1/2 cup of dried split peas, 1/2 cup of dried lentils. The red lentils make the prettiest soup. Side note there. 1/2 cup of dried adzuki beans soaked overnight, or no or low salt canned adzuki beans drained and rinsed. 1 bunch of kale, long stems and ribs, center ribs removed and leaves coarsely chopped. 1 bunch of collard greens, tough stems and center ribs removed and leaves coarsely chopped. 1 head of broccoli cut into florets. 8 ounces of fresh or frozen broccoli sprouts. Brussels sprouts. I don't know why I said broccoli. Cut into half if they're large, and 8 ounces of shiitake mushrooms cut in half, 10 ounces of celery stalks cut into 1-inch pieces, 3 leeks coarsely chopped, 3 carrots cut into 1-inch pieces, 3 parsnips cut into 1-inch pieces, and 3 medium onions chopped, 4 medium zucchini cubed, 4 cloves of garlic chopped, or 2 teaspoons of garlic powder, 1 28-ounce can of chopped tomatoes, no salt added or low sodium, 1/4 cup of Dr. Fuhrman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning, and 2 tablespoons of Mrs. Dash and 1/4 cup of fresh chopped parsley, and 1 cup of broccoli sprouts is optional. So for this high cruciferous vegetable stew, which serves 10, 4 cups of water, 2.5 cups of carrot juice, 1/2 cup of dried split peas, 1/2 cup of dried lentils. Red lentils make the prettiest soup, by the way. 1/2 cup of dried adzuki beans soaked overnight, or the no or low salt canned adzuki beans drained and rinsed. 1 bunch of kale, tough stems and center ribs removed, leaves chopped coarsely. 1 bunch of collard greens, tough stems and center ribs removed and leaves chopped coarsely. 1 head of broccoli cut into florets. 8 ounces of fresh or frozen Brussels sprouts, cut them in half if they're large. 8 ounces of shiitake mushrooms cut in half. 10 ounces of celery stalks cut into 1-inch pieces. 3 leeks coarsely chopped. 3 carrots cut into 1-inch pieces. 3 parsnips cut into 1-inch pieces. 3 medium onions chopped. 4 medium zucchinis cubed. 4 cloves of garlic chopped, or 2 teaspoons of garlic powder. 1 28-ounce can of chopped tomatoes, no salt added or low sodium. 1/4 cup of veggie zest or other no salt seasoning. 2 tablespoons of Mrs. Dash. 1/4 cup of chopped fresh parsley and 1 cup of broccoli sprouts, which is optional. For this, you will place all of the ingredients except the parsley and the sprouts in a large soup pot. Cover and bring to a simmer, cooking until the adzuki beans are either tender, which is about an hour and a half, or if using canned adzuki beans, simmer until the vegetables, lentils, and split peas are tender and the flavors blend, which is about an hour. In a food processor or high-powered blender, blend 1/4 of the soup until smooth, return it to the pot, and stir in the parsley and the broccoli sprouts if you're using those. And as I said, that's those two recipes. On Friday, we'll be doing another stew recipe and starting to get into some main dishes from this. Hope you found these recipes of interest, and they sound actually quite good this time of year, getting ready for spring and winter and all that. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. And I was delighted to have you along with us. Feel free to share any thoughts or comments as soon as I get us off of mute. And if you're one of my shy people, feel free to send me a text. Just let me know that you're part of the TR90 program. And that number is 503-502-4863. Hope you're having a great day, and I look forward to being back with you on Friday. We'll have Frank up tomorrow again, and he always brings something interesting to share that helps dovetail in with the TR90 program. So there we have it, my friends. A couple of soup and stew recipes that will hopefully help support your vegetable eating and keep you on your TR90 program. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, then I am going to go ahead and let us all go. And as I said, we'll have Frank up tomorrow, and I'll be back on Friday. Have a great day, and I look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow and Friday.